This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, March 28th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, 68, was taken to a Jerusalem hospital last night after suffering from a high fever and coughing, reports the Times of Israel. Muriel Knoll, an 85-year-old French woman, escaped a roundup of Jews in Paris during World War II. Tragically, she did not survive a new bout of anti-Semitism when two suspects stabbed her at least 11 times last week and set her body on fire, reports Fox 5 New York. Police suspect they were Muslim. Pro-abort billionaire George Soros has given at least $400,000 in grants to the Irish Family Planning Association, Amnesty International Ireland, and the Abortion Rights Campaign to sway the Irish people to repeal its Eighth Amendment, which protects unborn babies' right to life. Thankfully, Soros's deadly campaign has backfired, awakening the sleeping giant of the church, as 100,000 pro-life Christians took to the streets on March 12th ahead of the referendum vote in May. A Christian teacher in the UK was fired for answering honestly when a lesbian student questioned her about her beliefs about homosexuality. According to CBN News, Svetlana Powell has been a teacher for 17 years. Not only did she lose her job at T2 Apprenticeship Academy in Bristol, England, but was even reported as a quote-unquote radicalization threat to an anti-terrorist government watchdog group. Powell's crime? She told the lesbian student that the Bible makes it clear that homosexuality is against God's will. However, she went on to tell the student that God loves her, saying later that, quote, God provided us the way for us to be forgiven through his Son, Jesus Christ, end quote. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. A new study finds that teens that are hooked on their phones and other digital devices are markedly unhappier than their less plugged-in peers, according to studyfinds.com. Researchers from San Diego State University and the University of Georgia examined data on more than 1 million 8th, 10th, and 12th grade American students. 37 years ago, 70-year-old rock and roller Alice Cooper awoke throwing up blood, reports the New York Daily Post. Cooper said, quote, I was drinking with Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix and trying to keep up with Keith Moon, and they all died at 27, end quote, prompting him to quit cold turkey. He credits his recovery to God, saying, quote, my wife and I are both Christian. My father was a pastor. My grandfather was an evangelist. I grew up in the church, went as far as I could from it, almost died, and then came back to the church, end quote. Cooper has been married since 1976, says he has never been unfaithful, does Bible study daily, and goes to church every Sunday. He also proudly says that his three kids have never had any trouble with drugs or alcohol. Cooper will portray King Herod in NBC's upcoming live version of Jesus Christ Superstar, starring John Legend, this Easter Sunday. To its credit, Walmart is kicking the offensive Cosmopolitan magazine out of its checkout stands at 5,000 stores across the country, thanks to the hard work of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, reports USA Today. Helen Gurley Brown, who became its editor-in-chief in 1965, transformed the once family-oriented magazine over 39 years into a worldly publication obsessed with premarital intimacy. Philippians 4:8 says, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And finally, when six college students at Rutgers University in Camden, New Jersey, saw a duplex down the street had caught fire around 12:30 a.m., they called 911. But 23-year-old Mateo Rasanovich became personally involved, punching through the glass in the building's front door to unlock it. The college student found a 90-year-old man sleeping in his bedroom on the second floor. guided him down the hallway and out to safety, reports GoodNewsNetwork.org. While firefighters put out the fire in 30 minutes, the Good Samaritan students immediately left the scene. After the Philadelphia Inquirer publicized their names, Rasanovich said that the rescue was, quote, fire 101. You're taught as a kid, get everyone out of the building, knock on all the doors. I was just going with it, end quote. Join the Generations team in Washington, D.C. for the Bible Family Conference on August 10th and 11th with guest speakers Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and Steve Green of Hobby Lobby and founder of the Museum of the Bible. Plus, attend enlightening Christian historical tours in our nation's capital. Build your family on the rock. Early registration deadline is March 31st. Only 4 days left. Go to generations.org. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, March 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.